The lawsuit contends the Kenosha Unified School District violated Act 10 when it struck a labor agreement with teachers last November. Act 10 restricts collective bargaining to limited wage increases and prohibits mandatory union dues. The Kenosha teachers' contract was negotiated as Act 10 was working its way through the courts, and some districts renewed contracts during this window. A former teacher for Kenosha contended the new contract was illegal and sued with the help of Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Its president is Rick Essenberg.
The Kenosha School District has agreed that the collective bargaining agreement is null and void and that they will not collect dues from our clients. The union, of course, doesn't agree with that. So that claim, the union's claim, will still be litigated.
Neither the school board president nor the teachers union responded to requests immediately for comment about the settlement. The state Supreme Court is expected to rule on Act 10 this summer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.